Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the ninth and final chapter of Maseches Sota. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. So we're continuing to speak about the Egla Arufa, which was the ceremony that was carried out when a corpse was found between two cities and they didn't know who killed it. So Mishnah Beis tells us, Nimsa Tamum Bagal, if they found the corpse buried under a rubble heap, Otloi ba'ilan, or if it was suspended in a tree, Otsaf al pnei hamayim, or if it was floating on the surface of the water, Lo hayu orphan, they did not conduct the Egla Arufa ceremony, Shenamar, as the Torah tells us, ba'adama, the corpse is found on the ground, velo tamum bagal, not buried under a heap of rubble, Nofel, fallen, velo toloi ba'ilan, but not hanging in a tree, Basade, in the field, velo tsaf al pnei hamayim, and not floating on the surface of the water, Nimsa samuch lesvar, if the corpse was found close to the border of the next country, ola ir sheruba nachrim, or if it was close to a city where most of the inhabitants were not Jewish, ola ir she'emba beizdin, or to a city that does not have its own court of 23 judges, lo hayu arfin, then they would not conduct the Egla Arufa ceremony. Ein modedin ela mi'ir she'yeshba beizdin, they would only measure to a city that has a court. Nimsa mechuvan bein shtei ayaros, if the corpse is found evenly spaced between two cities, it's equidistant, shtehen mevi'in shtei agalos, then both of them would bring two calves for the ceremony, meaning each city would bring one, so there would be two rather than the usual one. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, the ein Yerushalayim mevi'a egla arufa, and Jerusalem did not bring an egla arufa, so if the nearest city to a corpse was Jerusalem, then Jerusalem would not bring a calf. Let's look in the Bar Neuro. Nimsa samach l'svar, it was found close to the border, etzol gvul hagoyim, next to another nation, one of the non-Jewish nations. So, for example, in modern-day Israel, if it was next to Lebanon or Syria, for example. Lo hayu modedin, they would not measure. Dichsiv, because the Torah tells us, ki yimotzei chalal, when a corpse is found, Prat lamamtsi es atzmo. This excludes one who causes himself to be found. Shesamach legavul hagoyim ki'ilu himsi atzmo lemisazu. Because if it's near the border, then it's sort of like he brought this on himself, because he got enemies on the other side, so he wasn't murdered by some brigand. He, unfortunately, went too close to the enemy. Le'ir she'ein ba beizdin lo hayu modedin. If a city doesn't have a court of 23 judges, then they would not measure. And then the next clause says, Ein modedin ela mi'ir she'yeshba bezdin. They only measure from a city that has a bezdin. Now, isn't this redundant? If you say you don't measure from a city without a bezdin, don't we understand that you only measure from a city that has a bezdin? Why does it tell us both? So, hachi ka'amar. This is what it means to tell us. Nimsa samach l'ir she'ein ba bezdin, ein modedin la. If it's found near a city that doesn't have a bezdin, then you don't measure to that city. Rather, you measure it to the nearest city that does have a Beis Din. And if it didn't give us this seemingly superfluous clarification, then I would have thought that we don't measure at all. So it's not that we don't measure when it's closest to a city that has no Beis Din. It's that we don't measure to a city that has no Beis Din. We still measure just to the nearest city that does have a court of 23 judges. Now let's say the corpse is equidistant between two cities. Mevio shte agalos, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that we bring two calves, one from each city. Ein kein halacha, but this is not the halacha. Elashtehem mevios egla achas b'shutfus. Halacha lamaisa, both cities would bring one calf jointly. Finally, ein Yerushalayim mevia egla rufa. Jerusalem would not bring a calf, dichsiv, because the Torah tells us, ba'adama asher Hashem elokecha nosein lach nachlo larishta. So in the land that God has given you, a portion to inherit. Prat Yerushalayim, shelo nischalka l'shvatim. This excludes Jerusalem, which was not divided among the tribes. So it has to be the inheritable land for this rule to be in effect. Let us now proceed with Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Gimel says, Nimsa rosho b'makam echad, if the corpse's head was found in one location, v'gufo b'makam acher, and his body was someplace else, molichin harosh etzel haguf, they bring the head to where the body is. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. This is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Haguf Etzel HaRosh. They bring the body to where the head is. Now, let's see what's going on here. Are we still talking about Egel Arufa, or is this something else? Spoiler, it's something else. The Bartnuro says, Hashtalo Mayre Tana Le'inyan Medida. Here, the Tana of the Mishnah is not talking about measuring for the purposes of Egel Arufa. Dimidikatani Seifa Me'ein Hayu Modedim, because later on, the next Mishnah will ask us, from where in the body do they measure? Michal de Reisha Lav Bimedida Askinan. So we see that this Mishnah is not talking about the purposes of measuring. Elba Meis Mitzvah Kanab Makoma Askinan. Here what we're talking about is the concept that a Meis Mitzvah acquires its place, that it's buried in the place where it was found. The Hecha de Nimtza Rosho B'makom Echad V'Gufo B'makom Acher Malichin Rosho Eitzel Gufo. So in a case where a Meis Mitzvah's head and body are found in different locations, the head is brought to where the body is. V'kovernoso b'makom shenimtza haguf, and it's buried in the place where the body was found. D'gufei b'duchtei nafal v'reisha hu denied, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Because the body is lying where it was killed, and the head was brought someplace else. And that is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Kiva omer molichen haguf etzel harosh, but Rabbi Kiva says that the body is brought to where the head is. D'reisha hecha denafyol nafyol v'gufei rahit v'azil v'halachak Rabbi Akiva. Because the head fell where it fell, and the body follows it. And the halacha in this matter follows Rabbi Akiva, so in the event that a severed head and body are found, the body would be brought to be buried where the head was. That's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow when we continue this chapter with Mishnayos Daled and Hey.